Welcome to the Field Log Podcast, weekly reflections for the Warrior King to help you master yourself, fulfill your purpose, and conquer the day. I'm your host, Marcian Sicario. Field Log, Day 126. Avoid digital communication. I recently started an experiment. I was looking at my phone, which of course I do way too much, and looking through my text inbox and all my various messages, and it was one of those days where I got a lot of messages, and I asked myself, as I always am, is there a better way to do it? Because something about it doesn't feel right, and I've not made a secret about the fact that I'm not a huge fan of technology in general, but specifically the way that we communicate these days, right? The fact that a lot of in-person interaction isn't present anymore because it's so easy to just text somebody or call somebody or FaceTime or whatever. So I started this experiment. You know, one small step in the right direction is the way I imagine it. And the experiment goes something like this. I want to see just how much I can reduce my texting, right? Can I get it to zero? Can I be the kind of person who never sends or receives a text anymore? Or if I receive one, I don't read it, right? So I started with my mom. I was talking to her on the phone, and she had texted me that day. She texted me, she's like, hey, do you have time to talk today real quick? I have a question about running, right? She wanted to ask me about running shoes. And I gave her whatever limited information that I have and, you know, directed her towards some people who might be able to help her better. But the point is, at the end of the conversation, I said to her, by the way, next time you want to talk on the phone real quick, just call me, right? If I don't have time in that moment, I can either pick up and say, hey, I'm a little busy right now. Can I call you back in 2 to 3 hours or tomorrow or whatever? Or I won't pick up. It can go to voicemail. You can leave a voicemail. I'll listen to it, call you back. And I told her about the experiment. I told her, I want to try something. I'm trying something right now. Can I completely get away from texting? Which leads me into today's topic, which of course is avoid digital communication. And it's my goal over the next 20 or so minutes to convince you to try to systematically eradicate the moments in your life, the times in your life, when you're choosing digital communication over non-digital. And of course, I understand that the phone isn't not digital, but it's, let's say, less maybe, right? It's a bit more personable. So let's start at the beginning, right? 10% of a message communicated to a person is the words you choose. 30% is tone of voice. And 60% is body language. I think those numbers are roughly right. So when I'm talking to a human being face to face, 60% of my message is the way my body is. Am I making eye contact? Am I turned away? Am I hunched over? Am I all of these various things? 30% is my tone of voice. Do I sound anxious? Do I sound afraid? Or do I sound confident and friendly? And only 10% is the words that I'm using. So you can already see that there's tiers to this, right? To digital communication in general, in how powerful it is in communicating your message. If I'm texting a person, it's just words. How many times have we been in disagreements with people, or somebody got upset because we sent a text, we meant it one way, tone wasn't present, and it was interpreted the other way. Too many times, in my opinion, should never happen. Now, the next tier up would be the phone call, right? You have the words, and you have the tone of voice, right? You can hear the person's voice, you can hear the, let's say, hesitation, right? Let's say, hey, are you free this Saturday? Do you want to hang out? And I say something like, this Saturday, yeah, I can do Saturday. Versus, hey, are you free this Saturday? Oh, absolutely, dude. That sounds awesome. Or let's say the same, take the same words, right? Let's say, yeah, Saturday. I can do Saturday. Well, one of them sounded excited. The other one, not so much. So more of the message gets through. That's actually really interesting. There was a study done, and I'll make myself a quick note here to try to put this in the show notes when I can. All right. That people were put on the phone with, you know, other study participants or maybe the researchers or something, and they essentially determined that human beings can, by the sound of it, tell the difference between something like 20 different smiles. So if I'm smiling as I'm talking, you can hear my smile come through. And if I'm smiling a different way, whatever, right? The different facial postures. There is so much that gets communicated in sound and tone that the words alone just don't communicate. So that's already better than texting. It's more personable. It's more of a connection. And then, of course, the third level is body language, which some of it you get, right? Facial expressions you get through video chat, but some of it is spatial. You have to be in the room with the person. So if you want to be an effective communicator, you want to keep your digital communication to a minimum. One of the things I always tell my guys, right, when it comes to dating, when it comes to talking to girls, say there's a girl you're interested in, you get her number, you want to ask her out on a date. I always tell them that the phone isn't for building a connection. The phone is for setting up the time where you may or may not build a connection. So you're not going to get a girl's number and then text her the next day and say, hey, this is John, it was really great to meet you, blah, blah. No. You're going to get her number, you're going to call, talk about 5 or 10 minutes, and set up an in-person date, right? Why is this so difficult for men these days, right? Even me, sometimes I have a hard time just picking up that phone and calling. I don't like that. And you shouldn't like that either. So if we want to be effective communicators, I mean, really, the decision's already made for us. We have to avoid digital communication. Right? I'll give you another example, or another reason, rather. The view you have of a person is a recency-biased amalgamation of every experience and interaction you've ever had with that person. Now, I know that was a lot, so let me explain. If I've talked to you 10 times in my life, let's say, and let's not count the first impression because that is a whole different can of worms, but beyond the first impression, my view of you is the average of, you know, like things that came across for each interaction we've had. Like, did I enjoy it? Did I not enjoy it? Did you seem, let's say, intelligent or not, or charismatic or whatever? Weighted for recency, right? The most recent interaction I had is a bit fresher in my mind, and the next most recent slightly less, and so on and so forth. Which leads us to a pretty obvious conclusion. If the majority of our interactions are digital, the digital interactions are what's going to color your view of me. And if I'm trying to build a genuine human connection with somebody, right, family or a girl that I'm dating or whatever, right, you're dating, right, of course not me, I'm engaged, I'm going to want to do that in person. And this is something that I've always been really big on, especially when my fiance and I first started dating. You know, there came a point eventually where, you know, the connection was there at that point. And she would text me like, oh, this really cool thing happened to me today and whatever, I was talking to such and such person. And I tell her, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to hear about it. Why don't you tell me about it on Thursday when I come pick you up for a date? And she learned very quickly that I like to discuss things in person. And our relationship was primarily in-person based, which is, of course, what a relationship should be if we're talking about sort of aughts here. So you can communicate better and more efficaciously, I would say, in person. And the next best, of course, video call, and the next best phone call, and then the very last text. And you are going to get a better picture of the person you're talking to and that person of you if the majority of your communication is non-digital. So that right there should be reason enough for us to try to avoid digital communication. We want to build genuine human connections. We want to increase the amount of time we spend face-to-face and decrease the amount of time we spend through the device. And going beyond that, the individual sort of interactions we have with people, the amount of social satisfaction, and this isn't like a technical term, it's just what I'm using here, the amount of social satisfaction we get, the amount of fulfillment that we get from connecting with people is far greater, in my experience at least, far greater with in-person interactions, right? I have some friends that are long distance. I have some friends down in Florida. I have some friends overseas even. I have some friends a couple of hours away that I don't get to talk to as much. And I enjoy talking to them over the phone. I try to do it somewhat regularly, but nothing ever quite lives up to that moment when you get to see your friend face to face, shake his hand, or give him a hug, and catch up in person. So if we start to limit ourselves and say, I'm not going to text anymore, or when somebody calls me, like, I'm going to use this opportunity to set up an in-person interaction. If we always try to limit our digital communication, we're going to have far deeper relationships, I believe, than if we allowed ourselves to use this easy, easy crutch. Right? There is a book called Digital Minimalism, and I will put that in the show notes for you as well. Just got to put a note here, my thing, one more time. Digital Minimalism. Cal Newport, I've talked about his books before, big fan. And one of the distinctions he makes is the distinction between communicating and connecting. And he uses them the other way around from how I would. But his definition is that connecting with people is just to, you know, digitally, you know, send a text, send a tweet, send an email, have a phone call. But really communicating with people is when you're face to face. And because we have social media in the 21st century, and because we have the ability to hear from a person instantly, we don't prioritize real communication anymore. Right? And of course, I would use them opposite. I would say we don't prioritize really connecting with people. But the terms are not what matters. Right? The semantics are irrelevant here. The point stands. If you want to build lasting connections with people in a way that allows you to live the purpose God has given you to serve others, do it in person. Do it in person. Don't give yourself the easy out of, I'm going to just text this person, hey man, how you been? No, not good enough. Don't just text your wife or girlfriend or whoever all day, every day, and then when she comes home, you have nothing to talk about. I like to have something to talk about with my fiance. I like the fact that she has things she wants to share with me and I have things I want to share with her. I like doing that in person. I like being able to take that time and focus just on her. When I'm just on my phone and texting and also, you know, watching a movie at the time or whatever else it is that I'm doing, am I really feeding my relationship? I don't think so. I think we give ourselves an easy out when we do. And I think that the results are worse. Try it in your life. I've had significantly more success building lasting relationships with people when I take the time to actually talk to those people in person. When I take the time out of my day to say, hey, I'm never going to get distracted when I'm working. People are texting me, I'm not going to respond yet. And I'll respond at the end of the day, because I have more time now, because I'm always being focused, to respond to that person and say, let's meet in person. Let's talk about it then. Let's catch up. Isn't that ultimately what we're all driving towards in our relationships anyway? Is deep, meaningful human connection? Don't we want to be the kind of person who, on our deathbed, not to be morbid or anything, but on our deathbed, to be the kind of person to say, I've built real relationships with people. I think I remember reading somewhere once that one of the biggest regrets that people have at the end of their life, oftentimes, is working too much and not spending enough time with their family. While you'll work a lot less when you work focused and not let your phone distract you, and then really be present for your family. So that really is the argument for avoiding digital communication. What kind of man do you want to be? Do you want to be a screen monkey? Do you want to have smartphone neck, right? Or whatever it's called. It's like tech back, or I don't even remember what the phrase is, but this phenomenon where you have this hunchback because you're always hunched over a machine. Or do you want to unplug when the time is right? Right? When you get away from work, let's say you work in an office or on a computer the way I do. And when you finally get the opportunity to step away from it, do you want to really be present in the moment? Do you want to be that person? How can you be that person? Well, we've already given one example, right? The first example I gave, right? The introductory, what is a parable or whatever story that I gave this time of an experiment I'm running. I'm always trying to disconnect more. I'm always trying to find ways to reduce my screen time more and be less on digital and be more on physical. More in the physical world, right? There's other ways you can do it. There are drastic techniques. You can downgrade to a dumb phone, right? I want to one day be able to transition to this thing called the light phone, which is a phone that has internet capability to use for like hotspotting and maps, but you can't surf the web on it. You can't download apps on it. It can phone call, it can text, it can have maps, it can have a music player, but that's really all it does, right? And I'm moving towards that. First thing I'm trying to do is Like I said, I'm trying to get away from texting, which is something it does, I know, but still. And the other thing I'm doing is I bought a little GoPro. I've decided I'm only going to take pictures on the GoPro. It has a better camera than my smartphone anyway. And if I can continue to reduce all of the various things that I use my phone for until all I use it for is what the light phone would do, the swap will be easy. So I'm trying to get away from using apps on my phone and use them on the desktop instead. And that will make the transition easy. Like, for example, Duolingo. I'm studying Italian right now. I'm interested in it, so I'm studying it. I try to do my Duolingo on my desktop. I don't do it on my phone when I can. So if we start to take small steps to decouple ourselves from this tech, this insidious construct that the modern world has given us that plugs itself into us and saps all of our time and energy and joy, and I think it's obvious how I feel about this stuff. If we can get away from that, we will have far more time to live in the present moment, to live in the real world that God gave us. God didn't give us screens. He gave us grass to touch, right? He gave us trees. He gave us an outside. He gave us sunlight. He gave us rain. So why are we trying to live our life through a screen like some sort of fish in a fishbowl? Like some sort of animal in a vivarium? It's not healthy. Why are teenagers so depressed now? I think some of it has to do, well, most of it has to do with diet. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we've lost God in our society. But I think a big part of it has to do that with the fact that we're constantly living our lives through a screen. We're always connected to everyone all the time and never communicating with them, to use Cal Newport's language. So those are some ideas that you might consider implementing, right? Really become that person in your life. Don't be afraid to be that person. Don't be afraid to tell people, like, hey, I don't communicate digitally, right? Or give me a call and let's set up an in-person meeting, right? I've done this thing before a few times. I think I did it twice. It's called Exodus 90. It's an asceticism program. It's tailored towards Catholics, and at the time I was still Catholic, but I found it useful even when I wasn't. And one of the things is no non-essential technology usage. So whenever I would do Exodus 90 for 90 days, that's why it's called that, whenever I would do that, I would tell people, like someone would text me, like, hey, I'm not going to be able to text you back unless it's urgent for the next 3 months because I'm doing this thing called Exodus 90. I'm disconnecting digitally. So if you want to talk, let's talk in person. Send me a message to set something up or call me and we'll set it up. And people respect it. It's your choice. It's your life. Just because you have a phone, that doesn't mean that people are entitled to your time. Just because somebody knows where you live, that doesn't mean that person can come knocking on your door at 10 p.m. at night and just expect to be let in. We should guard our time and we should make all the communication and interactions we have with people meaningful. And the way we do that is to become that person. I'm always working towards trying to be that person. And like I said, I have some friends that live further away and sometimes things are urgent and sometimes you just want to get on the phone and catch up because it's a bit more convenient. But at the very least, if something's going to be a conversation, do it over the phone. There is no need to have conversations over text. Right? A small improvement. Avoiding digital communication is really deciding to be a traditional man in many ways too, right? Up until 20 years ago, this wasn't even a possibility, texting. I mean, maybe it was in 2000, but let's say 30 years ago. People had to talk on the phone. And take it back 50 years ago, you didn't even have cell phones, you had a landline. People were able to connect just fine. I would even say that it's probably the case, and I don't have any data to back this up, but it's probably the case that human connections aren't what they used to be. Because we have this surrogate, this cold metal technological electronic surrogate. And the only way we're going to be able to reclaim our real interactions with the world and with other people, with each other, is by saying no to the surrogate. So today, take that time, right? This is one of those classic moments. Whatever it is you're doing right now, you know the drill, driving, coffee, brushing your teeth, whatever, put it on pause if it's safe to do so. Pull out your physical notepad, right? Not notes app this time. Schedule some time to think about what is the first step I can take towards reducing my digital communication and increasing my physical communication, right? Maybe you can make a list of friends that you want to meet up with on a monthly basis, right? I have a friend and say, text me like, hey, how do you feel about us once a month scheduling a time, right? We're going to go to dinner, and when we're done, we'll schedule it for the next month, and just catching up that way to really just meet in person. Or maybe you can do something like my texting experiment. Just try to move from text to phone. It's a little better. Maybe you can try something like Exodus 90 and just say, I will never, ever again use non-essential digital communication. And for sure, if you're dating a girl right now, implement the line of, that sounds amazing, why don't you tell me about it Saturday when I see you, when I come pick you up for our date. Think about that. Brainstorm some ideas. Carve out some time, 5, 6, 10, 15 minutes, to think about ways to be more present in this world and with the people face-to-face and less attached to your device. In other words, think of ways to avoid digital communication. That's it for this week's Field Log. If you like what you heard today, you can follow this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. You can also rate the show. That always helps out a lot. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at marcian.cx for Field Log snippets, art, philosophy, and training-related content. You can also visit the website at marcian.cx for much more of the same. I'm still working on consolidating the Warrior King content into the marcian.cx project. So check back at the website soon for the new and improved Warrior King training protocol, which is going to include supersets and my updated supplement recommendations. There's also a 2024 goal setting guide on the way, and of course the Warrior King newsletter. If any of that sounds appealing to you, the links to everything are in the show notes below. It's all free, and as always, conquer the day.